Russian mission.
Support for Talk Line is provided by Vitus Terminals, a local crew happy to fuel you. More information at BethelFuel.com.
TalkLine is an opinion-based show to share ideas and viewpoints. Statements made during TalkLine may or may not be factually true. Callers are encouraged to engage in civil discourse and are free to challenge or affirm the opinions presented by fellow callers. The comments and opinions expressed are those of the community and not KYUK broadcast staff, management, or board of directors.
Express yourself.
Hi, everyone. Good morning. Welcome to Talk Line. This is Diane McGachran, and we're going to be here for an hour today, so you might want to jot the numbers down when I give them. If you want to join us here, it's July 7th. There's some big clouds, but there's a lot of sun out right now, so that's real nice to see, and it would be wonderful to hear from people. So let me give those numbers out. 907-543-5985, 907-543-2756, and you can call 800-995-8954. You can email us at radio@kyuk.org. So it's really easy to join us. You can be anonymous for your emails and your phone calls. And we, you know, like to hear what people's opinions are, things, activities that are going on, issues you want to share information about, just anything. Okay, we're going to go to our first caller, Ala Girl from TWC. Hello,
hi,
Ala Girl. Good morning.
Good morning. I hope you're doing well.
I'm doing good. Good.
That's good.
That's good. Good with a T. Good.
I got the thrift store hours this weekend for you.
Oh, okay.
So for today, Friday, it'll be from 12 to 5, and tomorrow, Saturday, from 12 to 5 as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted people to know that the thrift store is open during the week as well. And to make sure to check out TWC Thrift on Facebook for those hours as it updates every week. And if people don't know where the thrift store is, it's located at 180B 6th Avenue, and the phone number is 907-543-3789. And again, the Facebook, it gets up the hours for the thrift store get updated every week, and it's usually on Monday. And to get those hours, it's on Facebook at TWC Thrift.
Okay, that sounds awesome. That thrift store has been so good. It's really improved a lot, hasn't it?
Yes, and I've been there a lot this summer, and they always have really good stuff.
Yeah, they do. I gave a bunch of stuff last week. And some of it was, a lot of it was, well, I only give stuff that's like in decent, good condition that someone could still enjoy, whatever it is, so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We also ask, that's a good point, we also ask that people only donate gently used items or items that still work. Yeah.
And you probably would like, it probably is very helpful to have the clothes, if people are donating clothes, that they be washed.
Yeah, that would be very helpful.
Do you guys ever, like, at the thrift store, do they ever unwrap some of those bags of clothes and go, we're going to have to wash these first?
I haven't worked with them, but I'd imagine so, yes.
But, I mean, when I've been in there, the clothes are really in good shape, the ones
they
I've
really
seen.
Are.
And let me tell you, if you need a blue jean, or let's say you need 50 blue jeans. They're there. There's a lot of blue jeans.
Yes, there are.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good, like, sweaters, too, and, like, a good church, and I've seen a lot of like summer things, like sandals and whatnot.
Yes, and kitchen stuff too, like not just clothing. There's like kitchen stuff, household product things. Yeah,
I even bought a shower head from there.
Are you kidding? Oh, that's a good one. Okay. That's a good one. Okay.
Yeah, they have a lot of good stuff.
Yes, they do. Okay, well, I'm glad you got the shower.
Yeah, I'm glad too.
Now you can take a shower. I won't ask you how long you went without a shower. Without a shower head, but okay. Okay, well, that's awesome. All right. Anything else going on with TWC or TAV or just mainly the thrift store?
Mainly the thrift store for this week.
Perfect. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome so much.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Have a good day.
You too.
All right. We're going to go to Casey from Bethel. Good morning, Casey.
Good morning, Diane.
Hi.
Hi.
You had a good raffle, huh?
I had a good raffle. I want to thank the community for supporting the community and everyone that bought raffle tickets. And I thought that this would be a good opportunity to announce all the winners. All 8 winners.
Yes.
And so I'll start. It was Leanna Isaac was the very lucky winner.
Oh, my gosh.
Boat motor trailer.
Can I just say one thing?
Sure.
Whenever I know the person who won the raffle, I feel like I kind of won a little bit too, just because I know them. And the name was drawn. It was like, oh my God, I know them. So it kind of gives me a secondary cheap thrill. Anyway, so Leanna Isaac won the boat and motor.
Yep. And then Thomas Haviland won the Cabela's camp package. That was quite a camping package.
Mm.
And then we had 5 winners of the 55-gallon gas cards. We had Sam Strauss, Henry Hunter, Cornelius Sampson, Bill Conger, and Frank Ashapak. And then on the quilt, Joe Owens won the quilt, but he donated it back. So yesterday we drew another name, and Lawrence Martin.
Oh my gosh!
The quilt
and that was nice of him.
He was quite happy. He said his kids will love it.
Yeah. Okay.
So, all right, and that's it.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah. All right.
Good job. Everybody. Thank you for that. Calling in and telling us everyone who won.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And everybody have a good weekend out there.
Yeah. You too.
All right. Bye bye.
Bye. Thank you. Okay, yeah, that was quite a raffle and really nice prizes, and just really congratulations to the winners, and I hope you enjoy that. I got a note here that says that there is free dog food at 102 SLU right now. Free dog food. I'm not sure what or who that is, but that's very nice. So 102 SLU is where the free dog food is. So, okay. So I'm going to give a shout out to my sister Joanne. Joanne's listening from Springfield, Missouri. And, and you know, Joe, you're welcome to call in. Anyway, we have a fish opener today for Kuskokwim subsistence fishing. Oh, wait a minute. Let me see. Okay. I just want to make sure I'm on the right date for this, but I think so. From the mouth of the Kuskokwim to the Kalskag line, there's a 24-hour set net opportunity starting at 5 o'clock today, Friday, July 7th, until 5 o'clock Saturday, July 8th. Nets must be 6-inch or less mesh, 75 feet or less long, attached to the bank, and fished perpendicular to the shore. Those are very precise instructions, but I'm sure everyone probably catches on to that pretty quick. Additionally, from the mouth of the Kuskokwim to the Kalskag line, there is a 6-hour drift net and or set net opportunity on Tuesday, that's next Tuesday, July 11th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Nets must be 6-inch or less mesh and no more than 300 feet below the Johnson and 150 feet above. Subsistence fishing with rod and reel within the Aniak Box area is open to federally qualified subsistence users starting 12:01 a.m. July 7th. You may keep two kings over 20 inches per day, and all kings under 20 inches, sockeye and pinks caught, but you must release chum and coho to the water alive. No other gear types are allowed in the Aniak Box. I just might have read that. Let's see. Oh, okay. So, I'm sorry, excuse me. For the Aniak Box area that's open to federally qualified subsistence users starting at 12:01 tonight, July 7th, you can keep two kings over 20 inches long and all kings under 20 inches, sockeye and pinks caught. But you must release chum and coho to the water alive. No other gear types are allowed in the Aniak Box. Okay, that's rod and reel. Then another fish announcement. Drifting and set netting from the Kalskag line to the headwaters, except in the Aniak Box, is open with 6-inch mesh, 150-foot or less nets until further notice. And subsistence users can fish and dip net and other alternative gear at any time. I'm sorry, you can fish with dip nets and other alternative gear at any time. Okay, that's a lot of fish information. I can review that again later. A couple other of announcements. The next monthly food bank is tomorrow, July 8th, Saturday, from noon until 2 p.m. at ME School. Volunteers are needed and appreciated to help set up at 11 o'clock. I'm thinking that if you want to help with the monthly food bank boxes, I think you meet at 11 a.m., but I'm not sure where. I think you meet at ME School. If I'm wrong, someone will call in and correct me. Okay, for all veterans on the Delta, the VFW State Service Officer will help with paperwork to get into the VA system or to help with deceased veterans' headstones. You can come by the VFW July 5th, 6th, and 7th, and there will be the VFW State Service Officer will be there to help you out. Okay. So our lines are open, and we welcome your calls, of course. I'm going to give out the numbers real quick again. 543-5985, 907-543-2756. You can also call 800-995-8954. You can email us at radio@kyuk.org, and you can be anonymous for your phone calls and your if you happen to email us. Okay, I need to clear my throat real quick, so I'm going to turn off this. All right, there. I have a jury recording announcement to read for you. For Monday, July 10th, this coming Monday, we need all Bethel and Village trial jurors, please report to the courthouse at 11:45 a.m. for a criminal trial. We ask all jurors eat lunch prior to coming. You are all encouraged to bring snacks. Village jurors, please schedule your flights early for Monday morning and be prepared to spend the night. Please call in the morning to see if there are any updated messages. Any updated messages are on the jury recording, and that number is 907-543-5879. And just a reminder to call the jury line every day. Also, for grand jury, we need all jurors to call into the courtroom for grand jury orientation at 9 a.m. I'm not sure if that's Monday. I would think it's Monday. If you are needing the phone number, please call the front desk at 907-543-1101. Okay, thank you. From Bethel Court. We have Alyssa on the line from Bethel. Good morning, Alyssa.
Hey, good morning. This is Alyssa Leary with the YKHC Office of Environmental Health.
Hi, Alyssa.
How are you doing?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Good. I'm calling because we're going to do kind of like a round two rabies vaccine clinic.
Oh, okay.
We had kind of low numbers on the clinic we did in June.
Yeah.
And so if anybody came to that one, you only need like one a year at the most. So we're doing another one just to, if we caught anybody that was out fishing that day, or I think there was fishing the day before our clinic, so people might have been at fish camp and stuff. So we just wanted to do another one because we only did about 70 animals in June. So next Thursday, the 13th, we're going to do an after-work one, 5:30 to 7 p.m. in our parking lot, the same place we always do it, across from the hospital in the CHSB parking lot.
Oh, okay.
And we invited Bethel Friends of Canine. I'm not sure yet if they're coming to offer anything as well.
Okay.
But we'll definitely be there with rabies vaccine. So if your dog or cat is overdue or hasn't had one in over a year, stop by.
Great. And remind me of the time again. I'm going to write that down.
Oh, yeah. 5:30 to 7 p.m. on Thursday, July 13th.
Oh, next Thursday. Okay, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we thought we'd try an after work one in case people are always out on the weekend.
Right. Oh, that's a good, yeah, that's probably a good idea. Okay. Well, thank you very much. That's a great service.
And, sorry, one other thing I wanted to say. Sorry, I almost forgot. Animals need to be at least 3 months old to get their first shot.
Oh, okay. 3 months old. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then that shot will last a year?
Yeah, so their first, we use a 3-year vaccine. Most veterinarians' offices use a 1-year vaccine that you go get another one every year. We use a 3-year, but when you get the first one, so let's say you have a puppy or, maybe you have an adult dog that's getting their first one, they need to have a booster 1 year later, and then it could be on a 3-year cycle. But if people can't keep track of that, just come once a year.
Okay. Okay, that sounds good. All right.
Okay, thank you. Have a good weekend, everyone.
Thanks for that service. Okay. All right, so you can get a free rabies shot next Thursday from 5:30 to 7 p.m. across from the hospital there in the large parking lot. That's a really nice service that they offer. And I was going to give you the movies for this weekend. The movies are, there's three of them, and one of them is Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. That's got Harrison Ford in it. And then the other one is Ruby Gilman, Teenage Kraken. I don't know. Inokenti, do you know what a Kraken is? You do, because you're a youngster. What's a Kraken? Oh, you don't know. Oh, you could just say, I'm sorry. I thought you liked game things, and I think this is like a gamer thing. I don't know. Okay.
I mean, I know what you're talking about, but like, I don't really pay attention to games or movies much.
Oh.
I know I'm a little younger, but that's just not my type of stuff.
Oh, okay. Anyway, that looks like it's a cartoon movie. So it's an animated movie. And then the other one is, this is a scary one, The Boogeyman. I don't know. I have no idea what that one's about. I'll have to look that up. Okay, so Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny, Ruby Gilman, Teenage Kraken, and The Boogeyman. So all three of those movies have shows Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. So if you go to so you can call them and get the times, but anyway, or look at the website, the Facebook page for the movie theater, and you'll have it. Okay, so those are the movies. Let's see. I think I have another announcement here for Tundra Drums. For those summoned to serve on grand jury for the month of July, swear-in will take place on Monday, July 10th at 10 a.m. Any questions, please contact the court. And the court number is 907-543-2298. Okay. I think those are... Yeah, those were the Tundra Drum announcements handed to me. Now, we've had a lot of, we've had a lot of days of drizzly, cool weather. So different than it is in other parts of the United States where we've broken the heat record on Earth. We've broken the heat record a few days ago. And we broke the record of all time in all human history of keeping track of temperatures. It was the hottest day in recorded history a few days ago here in, I think it was in Texas, where it was like super, super warm. But up here, we've been cool and drizzly. So today, Friday, July 7th, today, it will be mostly cloudy with scattered rain showers, highs in the 50s, south wind 15 miles an hour. And tonight, it'll be, look at this, isolated rain showers in the evening, then rain likely after midnight, lows in the mid to upper 40s. Okay, today, it'll be highs in the 50s. And for the lower Kuskokwim Valley, today, numerous rain showers, highs in the mid-50s to lower 60s. And tonight in the lower Kuskokwim Valley, mostly cloudy with scattered rain showers, lows in the 40s. Saturday, Saturday for the Kuskokwim Delta, rain, highs in the 50s. Okay. Lower Kuskokwim Valley, Saturday, rain likely, highs in the mid-50s to lower 60s. So that's very... So some of the same weather. I mean, waiting for sunshine. Our day length is 18 hours and 53 minutes, so each day we're losing a minute or two or three. So that is our weather. And we had our Tundra Drums announcement, so lines are open, and the email is up, so you can call 907-543-5985, 907-543-2756, and you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. We had a wonderful 4th of July parade and a lot happening in Pinky's Park afterwards, so there was a lot of good food that was prepared. And it was just a really fun late morning for the parade, and so that was really cool. So if there are other events you'd like to share on air, please give us a call. Yeah, so on your tundra walks, if you're out there, there's a flower you might want to look for. It's very small. Most all the flowers are actually very small on the tundra. But this one's violet colored, which is kind of a dark blue, purpley looking color. And it's a small flower on a skinny stem, about 3 or 4 inches, well, about 3 inches. And at the base, on the ground, are its leaves. And the leaves are kind of shiny. And it looks like a very sweet, cute little flower. But those leaves, they're shiny because they have a sticky secretion. And if you touch the leaves, that you can tell they're sticky. And that's how flies, gnats, mosquitoes, little small fly, black flies. They land on that thinking, well, what a cute little flower. And once they land on that leaf, that's it. It's a carnivorous flower. It will eat them. So they stick to the leaf, and then it disintegrates and eats the insect, that sweet little flower. There's also another carnivorous flower. It has a tiny flower. It's called the sundew, and it also has little sticky droplets that the tiny insects stick to, and they think they're stopping off for maybe a little drink, but it turns out it's not water droplets, it's sticky droplets, so that's kind of interesting. And the fireweed seems a little bit slow this year, maybe because we haven't had enough bright sunny days, but I am starting to see tiny, tiny pink buds. Well, it looks like we're going to go to our station break real quick, so we'll talk to you. You're listening to 640 AM, KYUK Talk Line.
Wilms Wednesday Mikalachtlachtut Yutum Maitnun Umiwaitnun Suika Yutmulrank Jalisu Jalrunani Yutkamuk Bingairitni 10 AM Mami Huani KYUK 640 AM.
AVCP Regional Housing Authority is accepting applications for the Homeowner Assistance Fund, HAF program. HAF provides assistance to homeowners facing mortgage delinquencies, defaults, or foreclosures, loss of utilities or internet. HAF also provides rehabilitation, modernization, and weatherization to homes. Eligible homeowners must be tribal members and attest to financial hardship after January 21, 2020. More at avcphousing.org or 907-543-1337. This message sponsored by AVCP Regional Housing Authority.
For Kuskokwim Subsistence Fishing. From the mouth of the Kuskokwim to the Kalskag line, there's a 24-hour set net opportunity starting 5 p.m. on Friday, July 7th, until 5 p.m. on Saturday, July 8th. Nets must be 6-inch or less mesh, 70 feet or less long, attached to the bank and fished perpendicular to shore. Additionally, from the mouth of the Kuskokwim to the Kalskag line, there is a 6-hour drift and or set net opportunity on Tuesday, July 11th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Nets must be 6-inch or less mesh and no more than 300 feet below the Johnson and 150 feet above. Subsistence fishing with rod and reel within the Aniak box area is open to federally qualified subsistence users starting 12:01 a.m. July 7th, 2023. You may keep 2 kings over 20 inches per day, and all kings under 20 inches Sockeye and Pink's caught, but you must release Chum and Coho to the water alive. No other gear types are allowed in the Aniak box. Drifting and set netting from the Kalskag line to the headwaters, except in the Aniak box, is open with 6-inch mesh, 150-foot or less nets until further notice. Subsistence users can fish with dip nets and other alternative gear at any time.
Okay, hello everyone. Welcome back. So we have another half hour of the show, and we'll be finishing at 11. So feel free to get your calls in. And the numbers are 907-543-5985, 907-543-2756. You can also call 800-995-8954. And you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. You can be anonymous for your emails and your phone calls. Okay, so all the lines are open for that. And oh, my mind just went blank. I had something I was going to share, but I'll do that in a minute. Okay, so okay. We have Renee from Bethel. Good morning, Renee.
Hey, good morning, Diane.
Are you in Bethel?
No, right now I happen to be in Anchorage, but okay. I'll be there in like 3 or 4 days.
Oh, good. Okay.
So, yeah. Which is why I'm calling, because Saturday market's not this Saturday, but well, maybe it's this Saturday. What is today?
Today's anyway, the 7th. It's not tomorrow. There's no Saturday market tomorrow.
Saturday market.
You're coming in for the Saturday market next week, not tomorrow.
Yes,
right.
Not tomorrow. that's why I'm calling, because the gift shop's new hours. Has somebody called in about that yet?
No.
Okay, the gift shop at the Cultural Center, you know, Swag's Gift Shop, is open Wednesdays through Saturdays, noon to 4. And on Saturday markets, of course, it's open the whole Saturday market time. So I'll be there helping out, volunteering to help run the Saturday market portion. So we'll be there. And the exciting news is that Shorty Salzburn of Shorty Shop, who is our fabulous supporter, has cut out our steel salmon and our ravens. And they're at the gift shop. So if there's people who want to decorate one and make it a work of art, they're there. They're ready to be picked up. Diane, are you going to do one?
Well, I'm so tempted. I had a great time with my last one.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, I'll think about. Yes.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
Right.
Yep.
So anyway, they're there, and there's the small curved raven, salmon, and then there's the big salmon, and then there's the small raven with the wings that go up, and then the large raven. And they're there. I know Lisa's come by to get one. I've got one. Anne's going to do one. I know that John Oscar's not taking one of those. He's going to make his own creation.
Oh, really? No, that's so good.
And the same with Moses Tulum. You know, he's working on one of his mask pieces, so it's going to be fabulous. So if there's artists out there or craftspeople, they want to give it a shot, they should stop by the gift shop on Wednesday through Saturday, 12 to 4. Pick it up. There's a little contract thing to sign it out, because I know it's hard to believe, but we have had a few people that didn't return
right
yeah, and we you know, we count on them being done, and people do such fabulous work. I mean, I know Diane, you've seen them.
Oh, so, I know.
Yeah, I'm hoping that everybody will that's interested will come down and get one. And it's not till October 14th. The Steel Salmon and Raven auction.
Oh, that's longer. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So you got plenty of time to work on your idea. And
yeah.
Shane Iverson's going to be our MC and auctioneer again. So, yay. We're glad for that.
That's nice. Yeah, he does a good job.
Yeah. We're working on all the other parts of it, so we'll have meetings when I'm there. So, anyway, that's all I've got to say, Diane. See you when I get into town, huh?
Yeah. I hope.
Yeah, you will.
Because I want to hear the whole, like, international world travel.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all that. I want to hear it all. Okay. So, that's really good. Good news about the steel salmon auction, and people can pick up their art, their art piece.
Yeah, for what they want to do, and then it's wide open. Whatever you want to put on it is going to be great.
Yeah.
Oh. Is there? Who is it? Paul Dahmer told me that he's actually not going to do a steel salmon or raven this year. He's going to do a goose. So somehow he's got...
he's going to have a steel goose?
Well, I don't know if it's steel. I don't know if it's wood. It's a surprise. But he does those beautiful paintings on them. And so he's got something in his mind for a goose. I don't know. It's going to be a surprise, so it'll be fabulous.
Yeah. Wow, that's going to be neat. Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Yeah, he and his wife are very creative people anyway.
They are. They are indeed. So I'm excited about that.
Okay.
All right.
Awesome. Oh, are you going to – and what about you, Renee?
Oh, I've got this idea. I am thinking of a raven who likes to gather lots of glittery, bright things and is going to have them draped all over him. But the kitch is I'm going to put on the edges so you can hang, like, the necklace or the earrings, and you could use it if you wanted to.
Oh, you could take it off the raven and put it upon yourself.
Correct.
Oh, that's awesome. That's a good idea.
If it works, it's going to be a good idea.
Yes. So it's going to be a raven adorned with baubles that they've collected. Because they do like the they like the little bright, shiny things.
They like bright, shiny, colorful things.
Yeah.
So this raven is going to be decked out.
Wow.
Shiny stuff.
Okay. Nice.
So it'll be fun, I think.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, now I'm getting all tempted because I'm thinking of what I can do. All right.
Well,
very good.
Lots of things you can do.
Yes. Okay, sounds good.
All
thanks, Renee.
Yep. Talk to you later, Diane.
Okay, bye. All right, we're going to go to Carrie from Bethel. Wonder which Carrie this is.
Say my name.
That one. Yes, Carrie.
Yeah.
Welcome. Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm calling to remind everybody that tomorrow is our July food bank distribution.
Yes.
And that'll be at the Emmy Park or Emmy parking lot. And folks should be kind of familiar with how the setup has worked for the past couple months. We've been over there, and it's going to be the same drive through. We're going to enter through the Ron Edward Memorial Drive,
mm-hmm.
and then make the loop through the bus road, and we're doing that only because the school is closed now and there's no bus system.
Mm-hmm.
And coming through and exiting on the Emmy side, and the only traffic I want coming through there are like cabs picking up people.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if people want to volunteer, do they go to ME at 11?
Yes.
Okay.
At 11:30, We'll start at 12, so we're asking volunteers to be there at 11:30.
Awesome. Okay. Good. Carrie, you guys have done such a good job with all of that. I mean, your team is, I mean, because I know it must take a lot to prepare each individual box or bag, right? You have to put, like, this many things in and get them all sorted. And, I mean, that takes a lot.
Yeah, it does get kind of tedious sometimes, but Susan Taylor is she's been doing this for years and
years.
She's got it down.
She has a system, and it's good. Yeah. That's right.
Good working system, and she does a good job, and people tend to want to show up for her. And help when they can.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you, Susan, for all of the hard work that you do and for, you know, all of the volunteers that come to help. It's really all their help that gets us that much faster.
And do you pretty much give out all the boxes in when you have these the food bank day?
Our numbers have been getting bigger the past couple months during a Saturday distribution.
Mm-hmm.
We have run out of everything this past Saturday, this June distribution. That was kind of a record marker, maybe, for us. And usually we haven't had that big of a turnout before until just recently. So it just depends. I'm curious to see what it's going to look like this tomorrow.
Okay. Wow. Yeah, that's very nice, very good work. But it must be tough if you run out too.
Yeah, especially if it's, you know, if we're posting or we're saying that we're going to be there from 12 to 2, then our cutoff time is at 2, and if people come at
2:15.
Not 2:15, more like maybe 1:30 and we have nothing. We're scrambling to go and get some more so that way we can pass out to the people that need the food.
Oh, I see. Sometimes you've run out before 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
But then people are still coming because they think it's till 2.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, it's a really great service and really important to our community.
Well, thank you. Yeah. And sometime I'm hoping to chat with you about maybe doing a co-host kind of thing. You're supposed to.
Carrie.
We never did schedule
Carrie,
it.
Carrie. Yes. Yes. Oh, my gosh. You know what? Let's talk right after Talkline.
Hey, I like that. Okay.
That would be awesome.
Okay.
Yes. Okay.
You have a good show, and everybody have a good weekend.
Thank you, Carrie. You too.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. Okay, lines are open. We got a little bit of time left. You can call 543-5985, 543-2756. You can also call 800-995-8954, and you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. So we have, I have to refresh my little iPad screen. Oh, sorry, I didn't realize that was, okay, here we go. Yeah, I've got a little email for you all. So Queefluk has a July festival, and the July festival is next weekend, July 14th and 15th. Outdoor games start at noon. There's a bingo giveaway, fiddling featuring Willie John Band and the Tundra Band. Well, that's neat. Queefluk Dog Mushers are raffling a Honda four-wheeler in Bethel. Tickets are sold at Karina's Case Lot. Nice. And the city of Guithlac is raffling cash prizes, and Guithlac Search and Rescue will raffle items also. Okay, again, Guithlac is having a July festival, the 14th and 15th of July. Outdoor games start at noon. Okay, that's nice. All right. So you can also send an email to radio@kyuk.org. So I'm hoping, it seemed like last year the blueberries were not as, there didn't seem to be as many blueberries last year, but I'm hoping this year, because it has been a lot wetter, that we're going to have good blueberries. I have spots I like to go to around Bethel, and I don't know, I might raffle the spots. No, just kidding. All right, we have a caller from Bethel. Good morning. Welcome to Talkline.
Hi, this is Tim in Bethel.
Oh, Tim in Bethel. Okay.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi. Is this Allah?
The one, the only. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Well, no, the one, the many. There's a lot of Allahs okay. out there, but yes. I'm that one.
Yeah. Awesome. Good to see the sun for a short while. Hopefully we have summer one of these days, weeks, mm-hmm. or a couple of weeks. Seemed like a very, 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 very long spring.
I know, right? And I think you posted, too, on Facebook about the fireweed that isn't quite bursting out yet.
No. I don't know what that means. If it's ever, if it ever blooms, what's going to come out? And might be a short one, might be a long one. Don't know.
Last year, they were so beautiful along the highway. Wow. And I know some places that I go walking that, I can't wait till the full bloom happens, but
And then 2019 we had that hot weather.
Yes.
And that was something out of the ordinary, but many things didn't survive the hot weather, including some of our salmon. But haven't called the talk line in a while.
Yeah.
Been very happy, very busy keeping the fire going for the fish that we have hanging, and feeling very fortunate compared to some of the areas around the state, especially the Yukon River.
Mm-hmm.
They're finally getting an opportunity to do a little bit of a salmon harvest there.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, primarily chums through a dip net fishery.
Mm-hmm.
Very selective, very slow process compared to set net and drift net that we have grown accustomed to here on the Cusco.
Mm-hmm.
But still a blessing. And I hope and pray that they continue to do so, because they haven't had salmon, or they haven't been able to harvest salmon for the last 3-4 years now.
That's just almost unbelievable. Like,
yes.
A long time ago, no one would have imagined
no.
that the Yukon... Would, oh, my gosh. Yeah.
1,200-mile river, many dependent people on salmon from the headwaters down to the coastal areas, and devoid of salmon. It's just crazy.
Yeah. It's like it's hard to imagine, but there it is.
Yeah. And, you know, all due to bycatch and interception and
mm-hmm.
environmental situations and... Who knows what else is out there, but just hope and pray that they continue to harvest. You know, salmon is important to all of us, both Cusco, Yukon, and all throughout the state. And I just came up with a wild-haired idea that we ought to do some kind of a community salmon bake or a community salmon get-together.
Oh, wow. That'd be fun.
You know, all of us have different recipes that we have for salmon preparation,
mm-hmm.
and all or most are just super delicious, the ones that I've tasted,
mm-hmm.
Whether it be traditional, whether it be Korean, whether it be Russian, Chinese, whatever. And we have a broad cross-section of community that can share the recipes and But it takes people to get something like that together or going, and good cooperative weather.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get all the grills out there, or cooking stoves or whatever.
Yeah.
To get salmon bake going. Doesn't necessarily have to be for money. I mean, if people want to donate for covering the cost of cups and paper cups and paper plates and whatnot.
Yeah. You know that I think in October there's going to be a Taste of Bethel. Do you remember the Taste of Bethel? Like different people bring dishes based on their cultural. And that might be also a place to, like, bring a variety of salmon prep to that event.
Yeah, it just goes to show how important salmon is to our diets and to the people in the community region.
Yeah.
And something like that would just really show it and publicize it.
Now, what's your favorite way of having salmon? Maybe you have a couple, but...
I have many ways. The recipes that I really enjoy is a mixture of sour cream and mayo with a dash of lemon juice, all mixed in, layered over the salmon, crushed, what do you call that, cheddar potato chips.
What?
Yeah.
And then you bake that?
Yeah, and then right before it gets done, you know, put on the bacon chips and
bacon chips. Oh,
and the cheddar cheese and Parmesan cheese, and then garnish with garnish with green onions. I mean, you can also add dill, butter. I mean, there's many, many ways, but that's one of my favorites.
Okay, that's off the hook. That is so good.
So
I mean, I didn't know you could mix mayonnaise and sour cream like that. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. My God, the end result is just really delicious.
Where did you get that recipe? Or did you kind of make it up over the years?
Yeah, I kind of made it up over the years. Plus, I tasted the first one at somebody's house here in Bethel and just kind of expanded it with various...
I know. Now, you just add a topping each year, right?
Yeah, right.
Oh, that. But, thank you for sharing that. Was very good.
Yeah, but
good.
Things like that exist here.
Yeah.
I mean, there's all different ways of preparation, and you can learn from each other and share recipes and share tastes.
Okay, that's wonderful.
Yeah. Just an idea. Maybe it'll come to fruition at one of these years.
Yeah. Well, thanks for that recipe. I love that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah. The bacon. That's the that's all I needed was to hear the bacon.
Yeah.
But, okay.
When you put the butter on the tin foil, you put the skin down. Oh, the burnt salmon skin.
Yeah.
With all the flavors that
yes.
go into the topping.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so delicious.
Oh, kind of crisp, little crunch there.
Yeah, crispy.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Crispy.
With the soft flesh.
Salmon crunch, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
All right,
okay.
Tim. Go make that.
Hope everybody have a great fishing day tonight and on the 11th, and can't wait till the salmon berries come out.
Me too.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Take care.
Have a good safe one.
Okay. Bye. All right, we're going to go to Boyd from Bethel. Good morning, Boyd. Welcome to Talkline.
Hi, good morning, Diana. Thanks. And y'all were really making me hungry there.
Wow, that recipe, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Each layer.
Right.
Oh.
I'm getting really hungry now. I just wanted to talk about salmon a little bit more. If nobody's called in yet to kind of talk about, I know Tim just mentioned it there a little bit, but the dates. For the upcoming fishing opportunities,
mm-hmm.
Just wanted to announce them again if nobody has already.
No, go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, just to make sure folks are aware, we had, you know, Fish Talk yesterday, and so I think people heard it there. But, you know, it's never enough to communicate it often. And so it's today, this afternoon, starting at 5, there's a river-wide – you know, lower river at least, opening from 5 p.m., starting at 5 p.m., and then going till 5 p.m. on the 8th, so on Saturday, tomorrow, it'll close. So it's 24 hours total for set netting. Folks can leave their set nets out, obviously, just be careful because there's a lot of sockeye out there right now, which is great, and people are getting their nets filled pretty quickly with sockeye. So be careful, but I hope folks are going to be having some good success there on the river, especially targeting sockeye. And then on the 11th, there's a set net opportunity and or a drift opportunity. So you could use either one,
mm-hmm.
and it's back to the 150-foot length nets above the Johnson or upriver of the Johnson, and then down below the Johnson, a full 300-foot net, 6-inch or less. And, again, trying to target sockeye and avoid the chum we're still not sure about. Chinook are mostly past us, but, you know, they're still in the water too. So mostly we're trying to target sockeye. It's only a six-hour opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
So on the 11th, it's from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And we're doing the six-hour. I know it's short, but we're doing that because we are trying to be careful with chum salmon coming up. So our discussions with Intertribal Fish Commission revolved around mainly the chum discussion. Now, the numbers don't look too off or too bad. It's a little better than 2020, 2021, 2022, but it's still early for the chum run, and we're not sure if they're going to be as high as we'd like them to be. So
mm-hmm.
We're still trying to be careful and cautious. Then the other thing for folks that are up near Aniak, we know they may be listening, is that we've started something new, and that is that inside the what's called Aniak Box, which is basically like right in front of town, there's a closed area where it has always been closed to retention of kings. With any gear there, because we're really concerned about the Aniak Box where the kings really kind of congregate before
yeah.
going up the Aniak River. So starting today and earlier this morning at 12:01, we started a rod and reel fishing opportunity for Chinook salmon for federally qualified users, for folks that live in the local area and lived here a long time. They can fish and retain Chinook salmon. We're targeting fish that are 20 inches or smaller, the Jack Kings, so you can keep any number, no bag limit on those by
mm-hmm.
rod and reel.
Mm-hmm.
And then for bigger fish, you can keep two. So if it's over 20 inches in length, you could keep two per day, two in possession. So that is, there's more to it, but I don't want to go on too long. We think it's going to be a great opportunity for folks that are there in Aniak or might be passing through. So.
You know, it would be kind of interesting if the bycatch on trawlers were held to such a strict and precise structure.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, I agree.
Not that I shouldn't really draw you into something like that. I'm sorry.
I agree with you. Totally, we talked about it at Fish Talk, too, that it is really unfair that, you know, there's these real tight, in specific restrictions here, but I agree that they don't seem to have the same type of restrictions for sure out there.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for that overview. Really appreciate it. I'm going to have to get to another caller
yeah.
here, but
okay.
I hope you have a great weekend too.
Thank you, and good luck to everybody.
All right. Thanks. Okay, we're going to go to Yvonne. He'll be our last caller for today, and then I have a quick email I'll read. Yvonne, welcome to Talkline. I'm glad you called.
Good morning. Boss.
Good morning. Yes.
And you looking for good morning, all of
you.
Mm. Man, everybody seems to be quiet. And maybe 3-4 weeks now, the Surgeon General came to Alaska. Why? Social media, Facebook. And he was concerned about the suicide rate.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm surprised everybody's being quiet about it. But I hope the YK Mental Health and the school board listening and awareness would be taking place, and it's up to the parents to not to have Facebook and social media on their it's hurting our young people.
Yes, that's right.
Yep.
there's new research. They're doing research now, and it's coming out that social media is can be very harmful to young people.
Yep, that's why I'm calling. And,
yeah.
I advise my, well, everybody, all the youth have it now, and I advise my children to know the youth to they have the power to turn it off, and I tell them it's making you feel bad, and and you don't like what you're hearing, turn it off. You have the power to do that. Otherwise, keep the Facebook and social media off their phone. Ah, good morning, and I hurry up and talk, but be safe. And you're not the only one slapping mosquitoes, so.
That's right. We're all in it together.
Okay, good morning. And,
good morning. I'm glad you called with that message.
Okay,
thank you. All right, I'm going to read a quick email. Can I do that, Innocenti? Yeah, okay. So the email is anonymous, and it goes like this. Good to hear that the people are not complaining or arguing about the fishing, and good to see that they are happy with the fishing schedule that are being managed by the United States Forest Fish and Wildlife Service on the Kuskokwim for our way of life to catch our needs as people here on the Kuskokwim River. Hope rest of the hunting and fishing season goes as well, goes as good as well. Okay. Yeah, thank you. So thank you, everyone. Hope you have a really good weekend, and we'll talk with you again next Friday on Talkline.
Support for Talkline is provided by Vitus Terminals, a local crew happy to fuel you. More information at BethelFuel.com.
You can catch Talkline every Friday at 10 a.m. to get the latest hot topics and local buzz for the YK Delta right here on KYUK 640 a.m.